we present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Amy MacDonald, and Clement Freud in Just a Minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons. Thank you very much. Hello. Welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you heard, we welcome back once more the lovely Amy MacDonald to try and do battle with these three clever exponents of the game. And they're all going to try and speak, not all together, but separately, on some unlikely subject for just a minute, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviation. And according to how well they do this, they will score points or otherwise. So let us start off this week with Amy MacDonald. Amy, would you try and speak for just a minute on the subject of how to be good, starting now?
Well, it depends very much on what you want to be good at. If you want to be a good doctor, then you go to school and then you go to university for a very long time. And if you work very hard and...
Clement Freud, you challenge. Why?
Hesitation.
Hesitation, alas, yes. Clement Freud, there are 44 seconds left for how to be good, starting now.
The best way of being good is by not being bad, by cutting out one's dirty, vicious, and nasty habits, looking up towards the heavens, and promising to put sin in its right place, and flight oneself to all the right things in life.
Derek, never, your challenge, why?
Hesitation.
Yes, I think there was a slight hesitation there. Derek, you have 26 seconds to talk on how to be good, starting now.
Well, when I feel particularly good, I go to my wardrobe and I take out my good suit. And I put that on. It's particularly lovely.
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation. This is not about goodness at all. Good suits, good doctors. It's not about the subject. How to be good. That's the subject. It's all deviation.
You make your point with such emphasis, Kenneth. Well, all right, Kenneth, I will award you a point, and you have 19 seconds for talking about how to be good, starting now.
The way to be good is to follow one's conscience. This has been proven historically. That is the only way in which you can be good and lead a proper life. Ask yourself daily at the end of the day.
Freud, you have challenged. Why? A repetition of what?
Ask yourself daily is repetition.
I think the only fair thing to do here for that rather clever challenge, Clement, is to give you a point for cleverness and leave the subject with Kenneth Williams, who continues with 4 seconds on how to be good, starting now.
Hesitation.
What did you?
All right. Yes, 1 second has gone, so probably, and Kenneth didn't speak, so you have another point, Derek Nimmo.
And these are two, I've regarded him as a friend.
Perhaps you'll have a chance to get your own back, Kenneth. Mm. Derek Nimmo, you have 3 seconds on how to be good, starting now.
I think the best way to be good, that is, read the second chapter.
I should explain for those who may not know the game too well that whoever's speaking when the whistle goes actually gains an extra point.
Yeah, and didn't he know it?
That was Kenneth Williams referring to Derek Nimmo, who has a slight lead at the end of the first round. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the second round for us? Something I'm sure you can tell us a lot about, because you always seem to give this impression.
Yeah.
Kenneth, the subject is things I say when I'm happy. All right, I haven't said that. You have 60 seconds starting now.
The things I say when I am happy are manifold. I look in the mirror and say, you are fab, you really are. Yes, I'm beautiful, simply beautiful. When a rose sees me coming, it will. Oh, my physical charms are so armful. I set Ellen of Troy an example. Those are the sort of things I say when I'm happy. I've even been known to do the odd dance. I do the odd pirouette, you see.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Deviation is things when I say. I mean things I say when I'm happy.
And he's some of the things he does. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, right, Clement Freud? Yeah. You have a And Kenneth Williams has admitted defeat, and there are 33 seconds for things I say when I'm happy, Clement, starting now.
I usually look in the mirror and say, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of us all? And my mirror, who is extraordinarily honest, says, Kenneth Williams. This is a blow, but in no way stops me from my natural flow. So I go to my small wife and my large children and say, little ones, I have words to say unto you. I am cheerful and optimistic.
Kenneth Williams. All right, Kenneth, all right. Mm. Yes, you've got a point. And you have 5 seconds left. You ready?
What's the subject?
Things I say when I'm happy, starting now.
And then I'll...
Clement Freud, you challenge.
Hesitate.
No, there was no... Less than half a second when Kenneth Williams has another point. Are you standing by, Kenneth? I have to warn you, I think it's must watch out, you know. And things I say when I'm happy, starting now.
Well, sometimes...
Clement Freud, you challenge.
That was
hesitation. Yes, there are 3 seconds left for you, Clement Freud, to talk about things I say when I'm happy, starting now.
It's a far, far better thing.
Derek Kimber, why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
I think you carried it too far then, Derek. I think, to be utterly fair, it's still with Clement Freud. He has 2.5 seconds for things I say when I'm happy, starting now.
Tender Victoria's having glory, not really.
Well, as Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went, he gains an extra point, and with the other points, some of which I think Kenneth helped him get on that round, he has taken a small lead at the end of the second round. Derek Nimmer, will you begin the third round for us? My favorite zoo animal. Can you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
My favorite zoo animal is Mr. Blenkinsop. He is the attendant in the reptile house. His Christian names are Clement and Kenneth. He was called the first name because his father was a tremendous admirer of Lord Astley, and his mother called him by the
name... Amy McDonald, your chance.
Oh, deviation, definitely. He's on to politics now.
I think that was a very clever challenge, Amy. So we give you the subject now of my favorite zoo animal with 41 seconds left, starting now.
And my...
Derek Nimmer.
Deviation. Now at last.
And also hesitation. Yes. So, Derek Nimmer, you have another point, and you have the subject back again of my favorite zoo animal, and there are 39 seconds starting now.
And his mother called him Kenneth because he was frightened by the wind and the willows. One of the interesting things about this chap in the reptile house is every day when he comes there, he has little packet of sandwiches with him, and when he opens it up, you'll never guess what's inside. He has a copy of
Kenneth
Williams,
right?
Yes, there's nothing about my favorite zoo animal.
Kenneth Williams, you have something. You have 26 seconds for my favorite zoo animal, starting now.
My favorite zoo animal is, of course, the elephant. Where else in the world do you see such lugubriously good-natured people?
Derek Nimmer, why
hesitation?
Hesitation, yeah. Derek, you have the subject back of my favorite zoo animal. 14 seconds left, starting now.
The subject of my favorite zoo animal, actually, is a very interesting one because people have different opinions of what is exactly their favorite.
Kenneth Williams, why
deviation. People have different opinions. There's nothing about what we're talking about.
They can have different opinions about the zoo animal. I think it wasn't quite justified, Kenneth. So Derek Nimmer has another point. There are 6 seconds left for my favorite zoo animal, Derek, starting now.
So in the reptile house, he opened a packet of sandwiches.
Clement, and why'd you challenge?
I don't know. I didn't think you said anything.
You haven't for quite a long time. Maybe the subject's inhibiting you in some way, Clement. But all that happens is that Derek has another point, and there are 4 seconds for my favorite zoo animal starting now.
And he had to date their wife, and they went to Bognor for their holidays.
And then the
daughter wife. Deviation.
Yes.
Bognor.
I may say, we're still talking about my favorite zoo animal.
And you've been going on rather too long.
Anna
McDonald has a point for deviation, and there's 1 second left for my favorite zoo animal, Amy, starting now.
My favorite zoo animal.
At the end of that round, Derek Nimmer has a lead of 1 over Clement Freud, and Kenneth Williams is in 3rd place, and Amy McDonald is in 4th place, and Clement Freud, it is your turn to begin. Clement Freud, The Common Touch. Will you discourse on this for 60 seconds, starting now?
One of the commonest touches I ever made was when I went to my bank manager and said, how do I stand for an overdraft? And he said, you don't, you grovel. As a result of this...
Well,
As a result of this, I got no money at all, so I had to make another common touch. I raised my right hand and placed it firmly on Mr. Kenneth Williams' left knee, which many of you will agree is a pretty common touch. As this is the subject, I'm allowed to repeat it yet again, a common touch. But there are many other actions.
Yes, it was. I thought a little while ago when you were rather hysterical, it was also rather devious. 25 seconds, Kenneth, for the common touch, starting now.
This is a phrase which I take to mean, if you can keep your head when all around are losing theirs and still retain the common touch. These are, of course, the words of the poet.
Clementine, Freud, why do you care?
Deviation.
Why?
If you lose your head, you have nothing to guide your hand.
Challenge, Clement, but that was your common touch that you were talking about. We're on to a different type of common touch that Kenneth Williams is talking about. So Kenneth has another point, and he has 6 seconds for the common touch, starting now.
And in a way, the man that wrote those lines did indeed have the common touch, because he had mixed with princes and great statesmen and...
Since Kenneth Williams joined us, he's used a phrase which has taken on to many people's hearts. Have I leapt into the lead? And this time he has leapt into the lead.
Oh, joyful day.
Alongside Derek Nimmo.
Oh.
And here's a good subject for you to talk on as you're fully worked up. Oh. The subject is pulling faces. Having pulled a very good one at you, the thought of it. Kenneth, would you talk on pulling faces starting now?
This is something I frequently do in front of a mirror, and I have been assured by men in the medical profession that it is very good for the skin, because you make it even more elastic with each, so to speak, acrobatic gyration that you make with your face or your facial muscles, as the men of medicine would have it. Now, the flip of the face, obviously, is generally to achieve a comic effect.
Yes, I must explain.
No, I was demonstrating.
I know. He was demonstrating, but I'm afraid it still means a pause in this game. If all of them were to demonstrate some of the subjects they'd had, we'd be in a very queer street by now.
I'll be in a queer street for ages. I see your point, actually. And I do think you're a very good chairman, actually.
I'm overwhelmed. Anyway, at the end of all that, Clement Freud has another point. He has 25 seconds left for pulling faces, starting now.
You get your face on a rack, putting one ear into a vice, and you pull at the other ear until the nose splits down the middle.
Absolutely disgusting.
Yes.
Horrid, revolting, degrading.
No need for filth, is
it? Absolute degradation. However typical of a man.
Degrading, revolting, obnoxious it may be. Within the context of the rules of the game, it is not devious, and therefore I must still be with Clement Freud, who has another point, and he has 17 seconds for pulling faces, starting now.
As you engage your right hand in the left ear.
M. McDonald, why do you challenge?
He's talking about hands and ears now. Deviation.
Very good. Putting his hands in his ears is very devious. M. McDonald, you have 13 and a half seconds for pulling faces, starting now.
Well, the best way and the easiest way is to get a bit of plasticine, see, and make a little face on it. And then you can pull it all sorts of different ways. And in doing this, you can have all hours of entertainment.
Derek Nimmo, a very erudite subject for you. What Socrates said. Can you talk about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Socrates said many things of tremendous import and fascination. One of the things I suppose that he's most remembered for, really, was one thing he said just before he died, when he said, "Before I take this poison, I am going to bath myself to spare the women the toil of washing me down when I'm dead, which I rather think is a very nice thing to do, don't you? The most considerable time. Also, every morning when he used to get up, he used to look across the wharf and say, "Oh, look at the wine dark sea this morning." It was quite a catchphrase of his time. Very popular, it was, then. Other things that he used to say were, "Hello, what ho, and the Athenians are on top."
Clement Troy, why do you shout it?
Devious.
What?
He didn't say what ho.
Who am I to say?
How do you know?
Well, you could always say that, you know, if he didn't speak English, he didn't say what ho. So who am I to judge on such a subject?
Oh, come on, right. What ho, really?
What ho?
In ancient Greece, what ho?
Probably the colloquial translation into modern English of some Latin phrase is what ho. So, audience, would you like to tell us what you think about this what ho business? If you think that Clement Freud's challenge was justified, will you please cheer? If you think it was unjustified, will you boo? And will you all do it together now? Eric Nimmo, your what ho gives you another point, and you have 20 seconds for what Socrates said starting now.
Towards nightfall, he used to stand on the rock and say, honk.
Kenneth Williams, why?
Deviation.
Why?
Towards nightfall, he used to stand on the rock. We're talking about what Socrates said, not what he said.
Well, what
curious.
He did. All right, Kenneth, you have another point. You have 16 seconds for what Socrates said starting now.
What he actually said was, trip over to craggy Ithaca.
Hesitation. Derek, you have another point, and you have 11 and a half seconds for what Socrates said starting now.
My dear wife, would you...
Clement Troy, why do you chime?
Hesitation.
Clement, you have a point, and you have 10 seconds for what Socrates said starting now.
What ho, I must get into my bath.
Well, obviously, he challenged it formally. How can you now repeat it?
I lost. It was ruled that he did say what ho.
So, Clement... I think you didn't quite understand what the challenge was.
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kenneth, by not paying attention to the game, Clement Freud has another point, and there are 11... No, there are 6 seconds, Clement, for what Socrates said starting now.
He also said...
Kenneth Williams. Hesitation. Kenneth, you have another point. You have 5 seconds for what Socrates said starting now.
He said, "Trip over very quickly. The ancient Grecian Sparta, where the UAU lit the wax or stuffy idiot drove in all the parts of the fire in the face."
And I thought Kenneth was right. That was perfect Latin he was speaking in the end. And that's exactly what Socrates said. So, Kenneth, you have increased your lead somewhat. You now have 2 over the rivals. Clement Freud, watch the face on me.
Deviation. Socrates was Greek.
What did I say? But you see, all Latin is Greek to me.
Yeah. I thought it was rather plebeian.
Well, Mr. Plebeian Freud, it is your turn to begin the next round for us. And there are 60 seconds for you to talk on the subject of judging a baby show starting now.
This is something which I have been asked to do from time to time. It involves looking at children who mule and puke in public places. You take their limbs one by one and begin by counting...
Caterine's right, you challenge.
Well, I think it's disgusting load of filth. Take their limbs one by one.
So you're challenging on what score?
The deviation, of course.
Yes, if you're going to dismember them, that is deviation. So, Kenneth, you have the subject. There are 47 seconds for judging a baby show starting now.
What you go by when you're judging the baby show is hell. A general appearance, of course, natural features like lovely blue eyes and blonde curls. So after health and disposition.
Derek Miller, why do you challenge?
Repetition after health. We have health before, do you?
All right, Derek, you have a point. You have 32 seconds for judging a baby show starting now.
I love judging baby shows, Dad. It's one of the fascinating things the ones ask to do sometimes, right? And you get all these beautiful children there in front of you.
Again, in the drama, why do you challenge?
We stopped talking about babies and talking about children now.
Yes,
very good. All right, Amy, you have another point. And you have 23 seconds for judging a baby show starting now.
Well, I never...
Clement Freud, why do you
hesitate?
Damien McDonald has another point.
I didn't
hesitate. No, it's all right. You have 22 and a half seconds for judging a baby show starting now.
What?
had another hesitation. Well, all right, Clement, you've got it this time. There is 1 point to you. 21 seconds for judging a baby show starting now.
It is essential that all children should have 10 fingers and 10 toes. Otherwise, their chances of success...
Kenneth Williams, why do you shout?
Nobody can have 10 fingers.
You're quite right. You were certainly paying attention that time, weren't you?
I never have. 10 fingers.
Have 10 thumbs, Ned.
Yes, exactly.
So, Kenneth, there are 16 and a half seconds for judging a baby show starting now.
After the general appearance of the child and, as I say, the disposition of the child, you next consider the way he speaks. If
Clement Roy, why do you challenge?
Deviation of the baby show.
Yes, we've had it. I've given it once. I must give it again. Yes, we're talking about babies and your own children. So, Clement has another point. Clement, there are 9 seconds for judging a baby show starting now.
It is essential there are 10 toenails and also 10 fingernails, all of which should be in
Kenneth Williams.
This is disgusting. We don't want to be at fingernails and toenails. Sounds like a positive witch's cold.
Why are you challenging?
Got a deviation.
Why is it devious? Quickly, tell me in 10 seconds. Why is it? You can't judge him for film.
Oh, well, because I want to speak.
I don't think you're justified. Clement White has another point. There are 4 seconds left for judging a baby show, Clement, starting now.
It is usual to have at least 4 judges, some of whom are male and some female.
At the end of that round, it is a very exciting situation. Kenneth Williams still has the lead, but only one in front of Clement Roy, who is only 3 in front of Derek Nimmo. Amy McDonald is training a little, but now comes her chance with the subject of the last time I played hockey. Amy, I'm sure you can tell us a lot about that. 60 seconds will do, starting now.
Well, the last time I played hockey, a very strange thing happened. You see, we were all assembled on the field and about to start to play, when all of a sudden, the captain, the hockey...
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Hesitation,
I was stuttering.
Yes, but you said the cup captain.
It was her cup captain,
you see, so she has another point, and there are 47 seconds for the last time I played hockey, Amy, starting now.
The last time I played hockey, as I said, a very funny thing happened.
Derek Nimmer.
Repetition, as I said.
Yes, a clever challenge, which I can only award you, Derek. There are 45 seconds for you to take up the subject. Are you quite finished playing with Amy McDonald?
Let me down.
If you'd like to put Amy McDonald down. Now, will you talk about the last time I played hockey, Derek Nimmer, starting now?
The last time I played hockey, I said, ha, 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 ha.
Repetition.
Of ha, ha, ha. Clement, the last time I played hockey, 40 seconds, starting now.
Was in a muddy Berkshire field where I went to school and was told to play in a purple and green shirt against another side which was called Bracknell. My position...
Amy McDonald, why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
Yes. I don't think I can give it to you this time, Amy. I'd like to. So, Clement White has another point. He has 29 seconds for the last time I played hockey, starting now.
My position was left half, and I was ordered to hit the ball to the right back in what was called a bully off, which we did with some skill. Our sticks went up and down, met two more.
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Repetition, sticks going up and down.
As I think this is the last round, and we want to make it as clean as possible, Derek Nimmo, you have another point. You have 18 seconds for the last time I played hockey, starting now.
I was on a patch of gravel in Famagusta in Cyprus. We only had 7 men on each side, so we couldn't boast a full team.
Kenneth Williams, why
you only had 7 men on each side. You wasn't playing hockey. They've got a deviation.
Yes, indeed. It was playing a very strange kind of hockey indeed.
Yes, indeed it was. I bet his hockey is strange, too. Yes,
you things make your hair curl there.
Well, you have 10 seconds in which to tell us about these things, Kenneth. Work them into the last time I played hockey, starting now.
The last time I played hockey, my heart was young and gay. I saw the blossoms in the field.
Gary Nimmer, why do you challenge?
I shouldn't think your heart was ever young.
Some people think that Kenneth Williams' heart is forever young and gay. So Kenneth has another point, and he has 4 seconds for the last time I played hockey, starting now.
And I saw the laughter of my heart in every street cafe. I saw the same.
Well, Kenny Williams' laughing gay heart has done something for him once again this week. I'll keep a surprise for the end. I'll read backwards and tell you at the end of the final round, Amy McDonald came a good fourth, and a little in front of her was Derek Nimmo, who was in second place. Clement Troy was in third place. And this week's winner, by 1 point, one precious point, was R. Kenny Williams.
Chairman of Just a Minute, Nicholas Parsons. The program devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.